I'm joined now by Dr. Jekyll Matthews, and we're going to give our latest update about COVID. Jekyll, how are you?
I'm very well, Liz. Thanks very much.
I suppose the first thing is, I mean, COVID was going, but it hasn't gone, has it?
No, it hasn't gone. Not alone has it not gone. It seems to be sort of fairly dominant at the moment. In my own personal case, I know more people now who have COVID than I have all along. And I think a lot of people are in that situation. I think over the Patrick's weekend, there was something like 60,000 positives.
Wow. Yeah, I'm kind of the same as well. Everyone seems to have it at the moment. Every second person, anyway, at least.
Yeah. And it looks that the main culprit seems to be that there is a new variant at the moment called a BA2 variant. And this BA2 variant seems to be about 30% more transmissible than the Omicron variant. And if you remember, the Omicron variant was 70% more transmissible than the original Delta variant. So it seems that what they're saying at the moment is that the new BA2 variant is mopping up the Omicron. So if you haven't had Omicron, you're very likely to get the BA2 variant because it seems to be very, very transmissible.
Okay, is there new symptoms for that?
There aren't any new symptoms, but the symptoms come on way quicker. They come on within 24, 48 hours. They come on really, really quickly. It still seems to be the sort of heavy head cold, cough, those sort of symptoms.
And I know a lot of people kind of start off, they're really cold, probably temperature, like, and they're shaking and headaches, pains in legs, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, those would be the fairly typical symptoms, sort of headache, aches and pains, heavy head cold, cough, and that seems to be it, you know.
Okay, what about reinfections? Are people getting reinfected?
Yeah, people are getting reinfected. There's no doubt if you had Omicron, you could get the BA2 variant. If you had Delta, you could get Omicron. Now, you're less likely, you know, and certainly people who've had three vaccines, and we'll say who've had COVID in the past, they seem to be about the safest people around, you know. But for everybody else, there is a chance that you could get the new variant.
Okay, there is talk about vaccine number 4.
There is talk about vaccine number 4, and in fact in England at the moment they've started vaccinating the over 75s and the vulnerable, and it probably will come in here at some stage. I don't think it'll be till the autumn. There is talk about possibly doing everybody over 65 and the vulnerable. And you might say, well, where does this all end? When do we stop vaccinating everybody? I don't have an answer to that one, but it looks like that if you've had 3 vaccines and you're vulnerable or you're over 65, you probably should be advised to get the 4th vaccine.
Okay, what about hospital cases? They're really rising at the moment.
They are, but the ICU cases aren't, so that's very good. Now, equally, that's still more people in hospital does block up the hospitals for everything else, so it is a bit of a problem again. But the good news is that the ICU cases aren't rising, and I think that's so people aren't getting severely ill with it. Now, anybody I know who's had it was fairly whacked for a week, 10 days. One person I know was 13, 14 days before their antigen test turned negative, you know, and was fairly whacked for it. So you don't really want it, you know.
Okay. Are people suffering from long COVID?
There are some people suffering from long COVID, and we reckon that's something we're going to be living with in a way for a long, long time to come, but we're still sort of stuck in the sort of acute phase, but there are people suffering from long COVID.
Is that from earlier variants?
Usually from earlier variants, yeah.
Okay, so these variants kind of aren't as severe and people may not suffer from long COVID.
The problem with the BA2 variant is it's not out long enough for us to be able to say that. And the BA2 variant, Denmark seemed to be the country that was hit with it first, and it's beginning to wane there. So if you project that onto Ireland, it looks like we'll have a little bit of a flurry of it at the moment, and then come early April, the numbers should start dying down. The one thing you can say about COVID at the moment is that it seems to be a winter, early spring illness, so that we would expect that by the time we get into the summer, it'll disappear again. And that's why I'm saying that if people need the 4th shot, it won't be till the autumn, because really it's to cover that sort of it appearing next winter and next spring again.
Okay, China seems to have gone into some sort of lockdown again.
China have had a few lockdowns recently, and one of China's problems here is they've had two problems. Their Sinovac vaccine hasn't been as effective as some of the ones we have here, and the other problem is they went for a zero COVID policy, so they just shut things down. So in fact, the population has no immunity. They've no natural immunity for people who've been affected, and that of course makes them more at risk. Hong Kong specifically is being hammered at the moment.
Could you see Ireland going back into some form of restrictions?
No. I really don't see us getting back to that stage. We're not in that sort of crisis phase yet. I could see the discussion about masks again, and I think this is important. I still am going to wear a mask if I go into Tesco, if I go into Lidl, if I go into Super Value, or if I go into Aldi. I think in those sort of situations, and in fact, I was in there yesterday, in one of them yesterday, and I'd say less than a third of people in there had their masks on. But I think it's probably a good idea still. We're not quite that out of it yet, that you couldn't wear, that you shouldn't wear a mask. I think people probably would be advised. It's not a law anymore, but they would be advised to wear their masks.
Okay, I think at this stage, a lot of people have become complacent. Should we be more concerned?
I think, you know, if you've avoided COVID all along now, you're better off to keep avoiding it, you know. But it's with this new variant, that might be very difficult. So, yeah, we should be more concerned. But I think the positive stuff is that the ICU numbers are not going up.
OK, thanks.
Thanks very much, Liz.